62 degrees at 8:56. Time to bring in Bill Gentry with Risk Management Commodities in Lafayette, Indiana. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Brian. Glad to be with you again. Looks like prices are a little bit mixed and choppy this morning as the markets digest the strong performance, especially in beans seen yesterday. Right now, prices look like May corn up about 2.25 at 386.75. July corn, 391.5, up 2. And December corn, 397, even, up 0.5 cent. Looking at the soybean complex, May soybeans, 984.75, down 0.75. July beans, 993.75, down 0.01. And new crop November beans, 993.75, down 2.25. Meal up $2 right now, basis of the July at 309.90. And oil's down about 15 at 34.92 cents a pound. Wheat market firming up a little bit, up 2.25 cents. Basis the Chicago May contract, July's up 2.5 at 496.75. Kansas City wheat, new crop 491, up 3.25. And Minneapolis wheat also up 3 at 540.5. Hogs look like they're going to be up a touch, and cattle as well. Looking at the markets and kind of reviewing yesterday's performance, the story of the day appears to be funds and weather. Wheat open interest yesterday was down 11,217 contracts, apparently some short covering. Corn open interest also down about 16,312 contracts, more apparent short covering there. Soybean open interest, however, was up 7,037 contracts, funds apparently adding to their already record long position. Muddying the water just a bit is the increase in the bean option open interest. That was up 32,298 contracts, of which 13,298 were calls and 19,000 plus were puts. That's a little bit of a slightly negative mix as far as the option trade is concerned. Interesting that we've seen in the trade a rhetoric that funds were the demand feature. They may be a demanding, futures demanding positions, but categorizing them as demand is a bit of a stretch in our view. Demand, we think, would be better represented by an entity that actually processes, exports, or feeds a commodity. Funds will be more than likely to exit their position with an equal and opposite trade in the future. This could result in a situation similar to putting your hand into a bucket of water. As your hand goes into the water, the level goes up, but when you take your hand back out, the water goes back down. This could be the case in the soyplex to some degree, unless we see a real change in physical demand picture. Right now, the focus appears to be on exports, especially if South American rhetoric becomes challenged. FYI, we do have May option expiration in the Chicago Board of Trade on Friday, so be aware, and we'll watch and see if any additional volatility takes place. Thanks, and have a great day.
All right, Bill, we appreciate it. Have a great Wednesday.
You too, Brian. Thank you.
Bill Gentry joining us here on the AM Commodity Reports on AM 580. In your weather forecast today, mostly cloudy skies, slight chance of rain this morning. Rain likely with a chance of thunderstorms this afternoon, a high of 73 degrees. South winds gusting up to 25 miles per hour. Rain likely tonight, a chance of thunderstorms this evening, the low 56. Mostly cloudy with a chance of rain tomorrow and a high of 71 degrees. That rain chance will stick around until Thursday night. Then skies turn partly sunny for Friday, a bit cooler, with a high of 65 degrees, north winds gusting up to 25 miles per hour. Once we get through this system moving through here today through tomorrow night, next chance of rain looks to be on Monday of next week. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana.